The first national survey of drug use in Ireland's colleges and universities is published today. Its findings include significant levels of cocaine, cannabis, ketamine and ecstasy use, with one in three students taking drugs in the past year and one in five in the past month. Dr. Michael Byrne is head of student health at University College Cork and lead author of the Drug Use in Higher Education Institutions report. He joins us now. Good afternoon, Dr. Byrne. So what picture does this report paint of the use by our third level students of prescribed drugs?
Good afternoon, Brian, and thanks for having me on. Can I begin just by saying that most of the work on this has been done by our project manager, Sam Dick, and research assistant, Lisa Ryan, and the rest of the team, including some colleagues from Trinity College Dublin, Dr. Joanna Ivers, and I'm delighted to share the data on their behalf. As you say, the data may well come as a surprise for our presidents, our provost, and some of our parents, but it won't come as a surprise to the students. One in three students, he said, took a drug in the past year, and one in five was taking a drug in the past month. Cocaine is now the second most common drug, displacing ecstasy into third place. And the prevalence of cocaine use since 2002 has increased significantly. There was a survey of students done by Dr. Anne Hope called the CLAN survey in 2002, where the prevalence of taking cocaine in the previous year was about 5.8% of our students. In our study, some 18 years later, that has increased to 15.7% of our students took cocaine in the past year, and that's nearly a trebling.
And is there any indication, I mean, maybe it's not covered by your report, but how students are financing this?
So that wasn't covered in our report. The students did describe negative impacts on their finances as a result of increasing their drug use, but we've no data as to how our students are financing that and how they're financing their drug use.
So what then about the health and welfare implications of all this?
Yeah, so there are real health and welfare implications, and one of the real concerns, I think, that comes from the data is the age of onset of first use. I heard yesterday talk about the concept of gateway drug, and of course it's perhaps not helpful because the gateway drug for most of our students and young people in Ireland is alcohol. It might be better to think in terms of an age archway, so that the lower the age that our students start taking drugs, the greater the chance that they'll continue to be current drug users. So that was quite striking that our school-age children are taking drugs, and especially those in who turn out to be current drug users.
Yeah, I mean, it also seems to point to a normalisation, an alarming normalisation of drug culture and drug use in colleges and universities.
Well, certainly our students will tell us that it is part of student life. That was one of the clear findings in the study. But it also comes across clearly, even from the students themselves, that they view it as a negative aspect of student life, and some consider it an extremely negative aspect, impacting a variety of their student experience. So our students are definitely suffering real harms. One in two of our current drug-using students are at moderate or substantial risk of harm from drugs. And if we extrapolate that to the whole population that we surveyed, that would represent 24,000 students in the 21 HEIs we surveyed at moderate or substantial risk of harm through drug use. I mean, that's a real concern.
I mean, obviously this is a big question, but maybe just to get us going on it, how do you begin to address this, to deal with it, to tackle it?
Well, I think the most important thing is to have a health-led approach to that. But given the sector that we are in, I think the report makes four recommendations. And the first is that the HEIs should engage with the students to embed actions on drug and alcohol in the Healthy Campus Initiative established by the Minister Harris last year. We also recommend that the suite of four core actions and 12 other actions contained in the framework for response to the use of illicit substances within higher education are also implemented. And we should do that in partnership with the experts from the HSC and the Local Drugs and Alcohol Task Force. And also we recommend that the data gathering continues and that the Dewey survey would be repeated in a number of years of time. But I think the other thing that's coming clearly from the data is that we do need to engage at the second level, given the, as I described, the age archway low for our students who are taking drugs whilst they're in second level.
That's a very important observation. We'll leave it there. Dr. Michael Byrne from UCC, thank you very much for that.